WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Have you thought about signing up to be an election judge in Chicago this year? Well, you might have to wait in line if you're interested in working the polls. With more than 12,000 people already assigned, the Chicago Board of Elections says it's currently making a list of backup judges. That's a far cry from the chaotic March primary when the board had to continue recruiting judges on Election Day. There have been more than 12,000 applicants to be election judges. I spoke earlier with WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel, and I asked her to tell us why election judges think they're seeing this level of high interest.
So, yeah, usually the election board tries to hire around 13,000 judges every election. But in 2016, for instance, in reality, they only had a total of about 10,000. So for a month before the election right now, to have already surpassed that 2016 number, especially during a pandemic, election officials say is huge, that it's record breaking. I spoke to Chicago Board of Elections Chairwoman Maricel Hernandez. She thinks that the interest in this year's election is the number one factor here, but they really have been wanting to tout all the safety measures they're putting in place.
We have consistently been letting our voters know that we have precautions for workers and voters alike.
They're providing face masks, face shields, gloves. They'll have hand sanitizer for workers. And then there will be plexiglass shields between voters and judges at polling places.
So clearly the pandemic hasn't stopped people from signing up. Has it changed who is signing up in Chicago?
Yeah, totally. Younger people are signing up in droves. For instance, in 2016, people under the age of 45 made up just 33% of poll workers. Now, this year, they already are making up more than half at 52%. Every age group over the age of 45 saw decreases in signups this year compared to 2016. I talked to a 17-year-old, Max Silverman, who's going to be a poll worker this year. He said he wasn't surprised by this.
You know, it's safer for us to kind of be administering the ballots. And so I think that has been really important this year is that push to get younger people signed up to be election judges so that we can tell the seniors, like, don't worry, it's okay. We can do this without you. Please, like, keep yourself safe.
And Mariah, how will the November election be different than it was in March?
So no matter the election, like I said, the Board of Elections tries to hire around 13,000 judges. In March, that number was way down. They only had around 8,000 judges in March. And many people will remember Chicagoland election officials having to relocate nearly 200 polling places at the last hour due to COVID-19. They had to hire election judges on the spot because of people backing out due to fears. I spoke to a veteran election worker who worked the polls in March, and she's doing it again this year. Her name's Evangelina Miller. She's 68 years old.
March is when the initial fear really hit. We were down tons of judges in March. I've heard some say the pay is not good enough for them to come out and risk their lives.
She and others, they've been happy to hear that there's this record number of poll workers, but she's still concerned because she really isn't sure what to expect on Election Day, just as the rest of us don't know what to expect. You know, we could be seeing a massive number of people go vote in person, even with COVID, because of growing concerns over mail-in voting, just this huge interest in this election. And you know, we're already seeing that in early voting. We're seeing lots of people voting early in person already.
So like you said, with this huge interest, is it even worth signing up to be an election judge at this point?
Yeah. So the Board of Elections is encouraging people to keep applying, even if you're going to be a backup judge. It pays $230. You're encouraged to apply by October 19th, but that's a soft deadline. There's a couple of spots they're really in need over by Midway Airport, Belmont Cragen, and Jefferson Park. So if you live in those areas, they're asking you to sign up. They also need more Spanish, Chinese, and other bilingual speakers to sign up.
That's WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel talking to us about this year's election judges in Chicago.